Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Joining us now, senior legal correspondent for Slate, Dahlia Lithwick. She's also in Washington. Dahlia, good morning.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Let's pick up with the Ricci case, if we could. Is this going to be a big issue? Is doctrine like affirmative action, her specific cases, going to be a big issue as we move forward? And again, almost everyone has said she will be nominated.
I think it's a big issue because it's a very useful way of talking about all these race and gender issues that Todd was just discussing. It's a way of pretending to talk about doctrine while actually getting at these identity politics issues. It's a very safe way of saying, Judge Sotomayor, do you just not like white men? Judge Sotomayor, do you have a thumb on the scale for minorities so that you can't see straight? And Ricci affords them, I think, an opportunity because it is a reverse discrimination case. She did vote against the white firefighters, to do all that without out and out accusing her of being a racist or out and out accuse her of distorting the law. So I think it's just a useful template. The Supreme Court voted 5-4 that she was wrong, but it could have very easily gone the other way. But I think that you're going to hear a lot about Ricci only because it's a very, very useful set of facts with which to talk about what they see as her core problem, not just jurisprudentially, but sort of emotionally and psychologically.
Well, let's decode that a little bit. So are you saying that this will be a real debate on this doctrine, or that it's basically a way for Republicans and critics of the Ricci decision, or at least Sotomayor's conclusion on the Ricci decision, to basically take their position that affirmative action is wrong without actually affecting the outcome?
I think it's both. I think it's you're going to hear Republicans say, look, she was smacked down by the Supreme Court. You may even hear, you know, there's been a lot of chatter in the last week. This was a 9-0 decision because everybody would have disposed of the case differently than the three-judge panel. So she was way outside of the mainstream. I think you'll hear some of that. But, yeah, I think that it's going to be a way of dog whistling that she's just bad on these issues. She's bad on the issues that we care about. And it's going to be a very, I think, almost safe way of saying she did this case. The three-judge panel on the Second Circuit handled it summarily. They just sort of blew it off. They were reversed by the Supreme Court. She doesn't even take the time to think through these hard issues. That's how biased she is. So I think it's going to be just a very, very useful way to frame a conversation that is otherwise quite difficult to have. As Todd said, they can't do what Tom Tancredo said and say La Raza is the Latino KKK. They can't go as far as the early critics went. This is a very, very useful way to make those points, but make them in a way that seemed to be both legal and neutral, and also that seemed to raise and smoke out the same problems.
Hey, Dahlia, this is Farai. I'm just wondering, there's been a lot of assumption that this is going to essentially be a cakewalk with a few, few spoilers. But is there any chance of there being something that truly either comes out of the blue or is a much bigger deal than we expect in these hearings?
Well, I think there's always a chance that something comes out of the blue. But certainly if you look at her 18-year record, I mean, this is not a stealth nominee. This is someone who had literally hundreds of opinions to pore over. There's not much on the record that is going to hurt her. I mean, she really is, like it or not, a pretty pedestrian, moderate, technical, mainstream, fairly moderate liberal judge. She's basically David Souter. Who she's pro-business,
yeah.
In very, very tough on criminal defense in ways that Souter has not been. So she's just not someone who raises a lot of red flags. And I think that's why if you have to kind of get away from her paper record and start talking about the Wise Latina speech and start talking about a speech in which she said judges make policy. And I think the other really important point that Todd made is this isn't about her at all. This is kind of group therapy. This is a way for Republicans to talk about what Republicans think courts should be doing and Democrats to talk about what Democrats think courts should be doing.
Although Dahlia Lithwick, a senior legal correspondent for Slate, just to remind people, it's conceivable, and it sounds like you're setting this up, that the takeaway from these hearings will be, in fact, a comfortable discussion of affirmative action and race and the law, and that Americans are going to go away from this thinking, actually, we've come a long way.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know. I think that largely depends on this tone question of how it gets framed and how she responds. I think that, you know, it's not an accident that Frank Ritchie, the white firefighter in the New Haven case, is being called on to testify.
Well, the Ritchie case will be one of the subjects. Dahlia Lithwick, senior legal correspondent for Slate, talking about the Sotomayor nomination. Thank you, Dahlia.